Today is a special episode because I want to let you in on a super secret tool that I use with my clients, and it has consistently given them results over and over again. So let's dive in. This is Flawthentic Me, a self-love podcast for South Asian women, a place where we celebrate self-love even when we feel imperfect or flawed, a safe space where you can be raw, real, and authentic. And here's your host, self-love and mindset coach, Sunny Lamba. Hey, my friends, welcome back to another episode of Flawthentic Me. I'm your host, Sunny Lamba. And I am super excited about this episode because I am sharing with you a super secret tool. Well, it's not that secret, but it's still amazing and secret for you, I'm pretty sure. A super secret tool that I use with my clients. And also I use this inside our You Unlocked community. This is the membership community where we do group coaching. And I teach my clients this tool. And every single time my clients come back and say, this has completely changed them. It has helped them create a new version of them. So if you have been thinking that I feel stuck, I am going in the same patterns, I want to create new habits, I want to apply for that new job, I want to do more work in my business, I want to take action, I don't want to feel these emotions, or I don't want to feel all these negative self-critical thoughts, then this is the tool you want to use. And you will not even believe once I share how simple it is, but it is amazing. I didn't even think of using this here, but a few of my clients said that this is so amazing. Why are not more people doing it? And that made me think that maybe I need to record a podcast episode about it and I need to put it out there. Now, I did not invent this tool. I'll be very honest and I'll share where it's coming from. But the more I used it, the more I realized how powerful it is. So without further ado, here it is. It is called I Love Myself Challenge. The I Love Myself Challenge. And if you do this all the way through, if you really follow through and do it, it might just completely change you and change all those negative thoughts and patterns and beliefs. It will squash all that self-doubt and judgment and self-criticism. It will also take care of your people-pleasing and perfectionism and procrastination. Can you believe it? I know you must be thinking, come on, Sunny. How can one simple tool do all that? It can, only if you use it right. Because this is the starting point that I tell every client of mine to do. And then that opens up a whole Pandora's box and helps them work on all the other things. It's kind of like that domino effect, where you give a slight push to that first domino and all the other dominoes just come crashing down. Of course, you'll have to do more work for that, but it will at least open your mind up to do that follow-up work. It will be the foundation of all the amazing work that you will do for your self-love journey. But before I share what it is and how it works, let me share with you what some of my clients have said about this tool. One of my clients, Pragati, said, "Oh my God, Sunny, since I started consistently doing the I Love Myself Challenge, I have realized my value and all the wisdom that is inside me. Now I'm very aware of when the negative thoughts start creeping up, and I'm able to stop them and turn them around quickly." Here are the words of another client of mine, Sonia. "Sunny, yesterday I was able to have a calm conversation with my boss. Unlike the past, my heart wasn't beating fast and I wasn't sweating when I had to communicate my boundary of not staying long after work. I just reminded myself that what would the Sonia who loves herself do? And it helped me stand up for myself. Thank you so much." Another client, Kirti, said, "I have learned my value and I will never allow people to treat me unkindly ever again. I realized how important it is to speak my truth. I am also able to dress nicely without worrying about my body size or shape. I am now more committed to my healthy routines because I know that I love myself and my body and I'm doing it for me. Are you ready? Let's get right into it. So here it is. I love myself challenge. It's very simple. For the next 30 days, I want you to look in a mirror and say to yourself, I love myself. 3 times every day. That's it. It is as simple as that. 3 times in a day, look in the mirror and say, I love myself. And say it a few times. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. 3 times, first thing in the morning maybe in the afternoon and then before going to bed. But wait, you are probably wondering, Sunny, are you saying that by just saying these 3 words, I can make all those changes in my life? It is that simple? And you're thinking, no, that is too simple. It will never work. Haha, that's precisely it. When you say that it's not going to work because it is simple, what you're saying is that all the coaches out there are giving all these complicated steps that sound very intelligent. But how many of those steps are the clients actually implementing? It works because it is simple. Now your monkey mind, your logical mind is right now thinking, why on earth is this tool so wonderful, so magical, super effective? Let me tell you why this works and what are the benefits. Number one, I already said, it works because it is simple. The biggest thing that gets in your way of making changes in your life that I have seen over and over from coaching so many clients is, wait for it, the hard work and doing the actual work to become the new version of you. And I'm not saying there's no hard work. There is hard work, but there is so much resistance to do that hard work. So when you take something very simple and your mind is not resisting it, then the rest of all the work that I give my clients and I will give you if you're working with me just becomes easier and easier. If I give you complicated 10 steps, you will think, wow, she's a great coach. After the coaching call, you will go home, but you will not do any of those steps. Why? Because you will get back into your daily routine. Your routine zombie life. You have to do the office work. You have to do your client work. You have to pack the lunches for your kids. You have to work out. You have to do all these things. You have to be a mom, a wife, a businesswoman, a professional, so many things, a friend, a sister. And the work that I give you as your homework after our coaching call does not get done. And the next week when we meet again and I ask you, did you do what I told you to do? The answer is no. So starting with something very simple so that your mind doesn't resist always works with my client. And once they are doing this step for a while, all the other work that I give them to do, their mind doesn't resist anymore. This works because it's simple. We have been trained our entire life since childhood to work really hard by our teachers, by our parents, and all with good intention. But we have been trained, put in all the work, do the hard work. But to get to that level of doing the hard work is to start simple. Because we have worked so hard in our school and university and our professional work and our business, that when it comes to our personal growth and we see something hard, right away the walls come up and there's a lot of resistance. So that's the one reason. Another reason this works is because you are training your nervous system. Again, it's very simple. 3 times a day, look in the mirror and say, I love myself. Now your brain is going to argue with it. When you first start doing that, your brain is going to say, well, no, you don't really love yourself. Because yesterday you said you're going to work out, but you did not work out. The day before you said you're going to eat healthy, but you didn't. Yesterday you allowed your spouse to treat you badly. You allowed your boyfriend to treat you badly. You allowed your boss to treat you in a mean way. So no, you do not love yourself. in the beginning when you start doing this, that's what your brain is going to say. But what happens is that when you start repeating something over and over and over, our brain does not know the difference between reality and thoughts. That's the reason that when you have all those negative thoughts, you start believing them. For example, I have to talk to my boss about this promotion or about getting a raise. But what if he says no? He's going to say no. Oh my gosh, he's going to say my performance is not good. And the next thing you know, your heart is racing, you're sweating, you are not talking to your boss, you're avoiding that conversation. Why? It all started with just a thought. Your brain does not know the difference between reality and a perceived fear, a perceived thought. So when you say, I love myself in the beginning, your brain argues with it. But when you keep repeating it, it becomes the new reality. Your brain starts believing it. Let me give you an example. When we were kids in school, there was that rote learning. How many of you remember learning the periodic table? I remember learning the periodic table, and when our teacher said, you have to learn the periodic table. And back home, growing up in India, we didn't get the periodic table during the exam. We had to have it memorized. And I was like, how will I ever know the atomic mass of all these elements? But our teacher said, you gotta know it. So what did we do? We started rote learning. We kept repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And with repetition, it became second nature. And today, even after 33 years, I remember that table like the back of my hand. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon. Can you believe that? I still have that memorized. Why? Because I repeated it over and over and over, and it became a mental groove. And it became so hardwired in my brain that after 33 years, I still remember it. And this is how it works. When you keep repeating, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself, you create a new mental pathway, a new mental groove. And it rewires that part of your brain that can be really mean. And you randomly start attracting opportunities or people in your life. Why? Because you're showing up as your true, authentic self now. You're not clouded with those negative thoughts anymore. So you're acting according to the person who loves themselves. You're not hiding, adjusting, trying to fit in. You're just loving yourself and being you. You're not in your head anymore. You're not overcome by the myriad of negative thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy. You recognize when your brain is slipping down that rabbit hole. And because you have practiced that muscle of self-love over and over and over, you learn to not self-criticize, not judge yourself anymore. And you just remember, does this feel like love to me? Every single time you have to do something, you have to deal with a person who has been a toxic person, you ask yourself, does this feel like love to me? And then you start believing it. Slowly but surely you get there. So my friends, here is the third reason that this works. It makes you more aware of your negative self-critical thoughts. It teaches you that your thoughts are not real. Remember, you are not your thoughts. You are the thinker of your thoughts. So when you remind yourself over and over that I love myself, now you become the thinker of this new thought. And you start questioning all the other thoughts because they're not in alignment with this one thought that I love myself. And the next time your mind starts playing those dirty tricks with you, you say, hold on, mind, I love myself. And I don't believe what you're thinking right now. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. And I'm just going to keep repeating to myself, I love myself. And it becomes such a second nature that whenever you have to do something hard, your brain right away goes to, I love myself. It's happening to me. It's been happening to me for a while now. I started practicing this in 2022, I think, summer. And almost 2 years now, And I think it's been more than 6-7 months now that every single time something that is not in alignment, I catch it right away. And I say, hold on, no. I'm not going down that rabbit hill. I'm not going on that slippery slope anymore because I love myself. So where did I get this tool from? I got it from a book called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It by Kamal Ravikant. In that book, he talked about repeating this to yourself. And as I started doing it more and more and more, I realized how amazingly powerful this simple tool is. It took me a long time to get to this point where now I can quickly become aware of when I am having those negative thoughts. But for you, it can start working very quickly because I didn't have me. You have me as your coach, and I can give you then extra tools, more tools, so that you can get to that point where you can just get rid of all that crap that has been in your brain bothering you and keeping you stuck and feeling unfulfilled and keeping you in a place where other people are taking advantage of you. So now let's talk about how to actually do this. And remember, it's simple. So if your brain is right now going, okay, so I say I love myself, but what if I don't have the mirror with me at that time? Or what if I don't remember to say it? Do I just say it 3 times at nighttime if I forget the whole day? If I forget one full day, do I do it the next day? Remember the KISS principle. Keep it super simple. All you have to do is 3 times in a day. And if you want to do it 5 times, amazing. But minimum 3 times in a day for the next 30 days, you are going to say to yourself, I love myself. And let me tell you, you will listen to this podcast and you will say, oh my God, I'm going to start doing that. I'm starting from tomorrow. 2 days later, if I ask you, did you do it? Your answer would be, oh no, I forgot. So, number one, right now, if you're driving, the moment you reach your destination and this podcast ends, take your phone and put an alarm on your phone for 3 times in the day. So that when that alarm goes off, you remember to say, I love myself. Most of the phones, when you put the alarm, you can put a music with it. So pick a song that you love. So that as the alarm goes off and this song starts, along with the song, you're saying, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. And that would be even better because now you're connecting this thought with a song that already has a happy connection in your brain. So put that alarm for 3 times in a day or 5 times in a day. Number 2, if you don't have a mirror, you always have your phone with you. Turn on the selfie mode and look at yourself and say, I love myself. I love myself. Repeat it a few times. And then the second alarm goes off in the afternoon. You do the same thing. Slowly and surely, I want you to get to a point where as soon as you wake up in the morning and you walk into the bathroom and you see that mirror, you say, I love myself. While you're brushing your teeth, you say, I love myself. I love myself. Instead of the usual routine while you're brushing your teeth, I have to still make coffee. I still have to pack my lunch. I have to get ready. What should I wear today? Oh my gosh, I have that important meeting today. Am I ready for it? I hope the drive is good to work. Instead of that monkey mind, while you're brushing your teeth, say, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Repeat it when you're in the shower. Keep repeating that. But that is over time. For now, only start with that 30-day challenge and then make it 60 and 90. If you want to keep yourself accountable, create a simple grid or print out your calendar, your month, this month's calendar, and start crossing it or start putting a cute sticker on it. Every day that you met the challenge, you put a cute sticker on that. My client told me the other day that she saw my story with my trackers and she went online and found a tracker and she said it helped her so much. Having a tracker is a visual reminder of doing the task, number one. Number two, it's also a visual reminder of celebrating yourself that, wow, look at me, I'm doing so good. So put a check mark, put a cute sticker on it, make a smiley face on every square. So a simple calendar printed, and every day that you do it, you put a cute sticker on it or check it off. That is how simple this tool is. And since we are talking about simple things you can do to remind yourself that you are the best person in your life and you love yourself, I also want to give you 30 other simple things you can do to love yourself. So in the show notes, you can download the self-love calendar. It's a 30 days calendar. But first, only do this challenge for 30 days. Okay? But download that calendar. I want to give you 30 other simple things you can do to remind yourself that you love yourself. That calendar is a really beautiful way of ticking it off. Pick one thing off the calendar and just check it, check mark. Just check it off. I did that. So that is in the show notes. Also, if you found this helpful, please go share it with someone who needs some self-love in their life. Someone you know is struggling. Someone who has been questioning themselves, who's feeling stuck, who's feeling unfulfilled, who is being a people pleaser, has no boundaries. Anyone like that, share this episode with them. And also, send me a message and tell me, what do you think about this tool? Do you think it's simple? And do you really think that it can make such a huge difference? If you don't believe that, send me a message. Let's have a conversation, because let me tell you, it is going to change you completely. Start it right now, my friend. Do not let this slide by. This is a super secret tool, according to me, that I have not shared outside of my community and my clients. And I'm giving it to you for free. So use this opportunity and start implementing. Once you have this tool in your back pocket, you will realize that how many other things are there that make you not love yourself. This is the starting point. After this, I have so many other things that I help my clients with, especially with their inner child. I ask them the right questions. I see where their patterns are coming from, their childhood, and then I help them to rewire those patterns, to change them. I show them how what happened in childhood is showing up now in their adulthood. And when they see that, everything becomes so clear. And then because they have started with this simple tool, they're already in a place to start making other changes in their life. And then I give them all the other tools, you know, those 10 complicated steps, which are not really complicated. They feel complicated because you are not ready, because you have not laid the foundation of loving yourself. So that's it for today, my friend. If you feel that you are stuck and you feel unfulfilled and there are things in your life which are just not working out, no matter how hard you try, it just feels like you are in a loop over and over, reach out to me. I would love to sit down with you in a free coaching call and see how I can help you. And on that note, this is Sunny signing off. Until next time, keep loving yourselves and stay flawthentic. Thank you for listening to the Flawthentic Me podcast. Did you relate to something or had an aha moment? I would love to hear your thoughts. Connect with me on Instagram at sunny_lamba. You can also sign up for our newsletter so that you can get weekly tips and tools. Until next time, keep loving yourself and stay flawthentic.